depending on your threshold, pain starts occurring. It can go all the way to zero, so then you're in a lot of pain. So the magnetic re-energizes.
Okay, what causes it to drop?
The trauma, whatever it is, it's creating the pain.
And so when the magnet is on there, it creates a 70 millivolt and pushes the sodium potassium back out?
Pushes back to exactly 70, but it re-energizes it, pushes it back up, which reduces the pain.
Okay.
So you got to find out what a person's ki is, because he has been quite resistant to previous approaches.
Okay. Thank you. I'm starting to take up time with that detail, but I had been wanting to know what that was. Okay. Thank you, Dave. Okay. Did you have points? You add up your points.
78.
Pardon me?
78.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Mike and Lila. You guys.
We're unmuting, and Ruth, I haven't been doing the points right, so I don't really have a good total. We're probably in about the 70-80 range.
Okay. We're just encouraging people to just give us an idea a little bit more if everybody's on track and you guys are all more on track here, and then we'll talk a little bit about that. I think it's just important that we keep our tally so we know where we're going and what gets the results.
You answered my question Saturday about the contacts, because Mike has all those contacts. So.
Are you, pardon me?
This is Kathy Clark.
Yes, hi, Kathy.
I wanted to let you know I'm on here.
Yes, and I'm glad to have you do that. I want everybody to. So, Kathy. And your most exciting thing, just, let's see, did you report on Saturday? Are you going to do Saturday or Monday?
I'm going to do Saturday, but I'm going to get in on Monday because I enjoyed the call.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. But I'm going to have everybody report just one time.
Yes.
Unless you have a really exciting story, then I'm going to want you to tell it. If we have time, okay?
Okay.
Unless we have a small group, but we've been having pretty good-sized groups. Okay, thanks for letting me know you're here. Who else is here?
Dianetta.
Dianetta, there you are.
Yeah, and I want to just tell you that last week I had 83 points, and today, just today, I have 82.
Where did you start this?
This
is for today. Today, Monday. You have 82 points for Monday.
But I don't know how I did it. But I added them up, and I was like, well, how could I be at 82 today when I've had 83?
You filled in the bottom. You got distributorships and things.
Did, and I got an authorship, and I got consultants, and
uh-huh.
I attended a business training today. I did follow-up calls. I got some new invites and calls. I added some contacts.
You are.
Yeah, it all added up. I don't know what the rest of the week is going to look like, but today looks really good.
Fantastic. Well, at least on Saturday, you're going to have count expo. 10 points for each person you get there.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It can be a big week for a lot of people here.
Yes.
Next Monday, we'll have an exciting time hearing the report. Awesome. Okay. Way to go, Dianetta. Exciting day. She's going to talk to us a little bit more in a minute. Okay, who else is here?
Bob and Karen Ross of Alaska.
Hey, Bob and Karen. Hi.
Hey.
All right. Most exciting thing of the week, and how many points do you have on your chart?
We had a kind of slow week. We got 75 points on our chart.
Okay.
It's pretty good. And most exciting thing of the week, somebody who's really sure about the path.
You sound pretty far away. Can you get a little closer to the phone?
I can try.
Oh, that's a lot faster.
Usually, I'm actually right there. I wasn't thinking about it. Somebody who isn't interested in the business right now but thinks that the product potential is amazing and would like to give us referrals for our business.
Oh, right.
And several new people in the hopper, but man, they move slow up here.
Frozen.
I'm still having a challenge calling people back and asking them to listen to the tape. And
did you listen to Rick's call tonight?
Yes.
Okay, we'll be talking about that some a little bit as we go along. So, okay.
Good. Thanks.
All righty. Thank you. Next. I don't know who all we have on here, so you guys have to speak up and tell me if you're going to speak up. I should have everybody show up on the WebEx so that I can see if you're there.
Connie Midgarden's on here.
There. Hi, Connie.
I just started doing the points today because I didn't see it. I've been out of the loop. But I did a presentation in my group this weekend. That was good. So we'll hope we might have a new business builder out of that. And I got people coming on Saturday.
Awesome. Great. Okay. Way to go, Connie. Glad to have you back.
Thanks.
Okay. Anyone else on that is playing the NECAN game? That means we're heading for the gold and the diamonds. Okay, let us go ahead. So, now then we want to talk with Kathy and Manny and find out, how did you get this many points, 156? Where did most of these points come from, Kathy and Manny? Unmute.
Okay, we just unmuted. Okay, viewing life cycle, positive affirmation, and mind improvement, and contacts added, we last week we had 34, and new calls and invites we had 6, and on presentations you had 5 each. So we had 11 presentations last week, so that was 55.
Whoa. Are you guys doing the 21 Club?
Sorry?
Are you doing the 21 Club?
We did presentations of either a one-on-one or people gave us their email address and wanted to view the Rick Murphy video.
Mm-hmm.
And also in regards to follow-ups, since there are 2 each, we had 12 of those, so that made 24. And then personal group calls, we made 5. And then we attend a lot of meetings, so let's see, that was 5 each week. We attend the mastermind every week and the preview every week, so that was 10. And then accountability to and accountability from was each one. So that totaled up to, I couldn't believe it, so I totaled it up twice.
Well, you're just doing a lot of things that are going to help you to be more successful.
Right.
And I think viewing your life cycle plan and your positive affirmation, mind improvement, and your journaling are just as important as some of the rest of these things, because especially if you're just really getting yourself on track.
Yes.
So just get your mindset right.
Yes.
Okay, one thing you mentioned is having, somebody said they wanted to listen to Rick Murphy and you sent them there. You get to count that.
No, we did not send them there. We have an InTouch video that Herb Schoenfeld did for us. And so we get their email address, and then we fix up the video to send, say it's to Joe, and so we set it up to Joe, and we send it on to his email.
Okay, and so you did that.
Right. We did either one-on-one or...
Did you watch it with them?
No, we sent it on, and then follow up with them.
Okay, so they all listen to it that you counted.
Right.
All right, that's what you have to do. So you done it just right. You have to know that they watch and talk to them about it afterwards to count it.
Right.
Good example then. Okay, good job. All right, congratulations. Top point there. I think you guys are all going to have a hard time catching up with Dianetta this week. Dianetta last week, and that was recorded. I don't know if any of you went in and listened to the recorded call from Dianetta on Saturday, telling us about her 21 Club progress, which she is just organized and really a good example of running a 21 Club here. So, Dianetta, we'd like to hear now about the follow-up on your 21 Club.
Okay. I've been making my calls, and as of today, I have four signed up, four new people signed up, and
one
who is going to sign up on Saturday, because I'm meeting her there, and she wants to do it that day, so we're going to do it that day. My one person, Jane, she's a nurse, and she also has courses that she uses for therapy. And many of these courses have physical problems because she usually gets them from shelters that they've been abused. So she got on, Dennis actually gave her the name of somebody to call that is a veterinarian and uses this with animals. So she called me today and we talked, and she's just really, really excited because she goes, "This stuff is going to work. I just know it's going to work." And so she's waiting for her order to come in so she can start working with her horses with this. My nephew, Alexander, is really excited, and he's waiting for his kit. But I don't know if he was on the call tonight. I'll have to call and see. But they had a storm out in the East Coast, and he didn't know whether the electricity would even be on when the call came, time came. So, and then my sister Julie, and then another nurse, and then my sister Placide, who I just thought she was going to just go, be a consultant and sign on as a consultant just to get the discount. And as I was signing her up, she said, "So now this is that I can tell people about this and they can sign up under me." And I was like, "Yeah, exactly." Getting excited. And it's like, okay, this is good. So I've got 5 across, and I really believe that they're all going to be really, really good. And I started doing that when Rick was talking about the Success to Silver success track. I started putting my stuff down, and I'm right on track.
Awesome. So before you did your 21 Club, Business 21 Club, how many distributors did you have in your organization?
One. And he wasn't doing anything. And I don't know if he ever will.
Okay, and now you have 5.
I have 5 good ones.
5 good ones. Awesome. And she's not finished yet. How many more days do you have?
Until the 31st.
Great. Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that with us, Dianetta. This is just very awesome. Does anyone have any questions that you'd like to ask Dianetta? I've sent out all of her materials to you, I believe. You should have received those. Her materials she started with and then her script. Yeah, if anybody's talking, you're not being heard here. So how about a cheer for Dianetta? Well, quiet group. You guys don't have to stay on mute. Unless you got a brass band behind you, I think it would be nice if you stayed
alive.
I have
brass behind me. We stay on mute.
You have what?
We have a brass band. We stay on mute. Rah, rah! Good job!
Hey, hooray! Oh, finally. Slow motion here. Okay. Okay. Before we move on, does anyone else have anything that they would like to share? What are you doing out there? Anybody else doing a 21 Club? Nope, not right now. Everybody's rounding up people for the 30th. I bet you're doing that.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to, I wanted, after...
Ruth?
Yes?
This is Lila. We do have four of our downline coming from Yakima to come to the expo, and of course, Jenna's one of them. But, and then another one's coming and bringing a couple of guests.
Oh, good.
Hey.
Yeah, that's kind of exciting to be able to contact with them again.
That's great, Lila.
Thanks.
You just have five new people added to your downline.
I know. You know, well, yeah, Mike and I are sitting here high-fiving each other because, well, anyway, it's a long story. Gianetta knows it. Okay, we're going to mute.
You can stay alive. Okay, we're going to look at the Listening for Success book. I'd like to have you stay unmuted as much as possible so we can talk about this, but... just ahead and helping people look at what Rick was saying tonight was so much right in tune with exactly what I wanted to have to say, which I'm not going to say too much because he's already done a fantastic job in training. I just can't believe we have such a fantastic trainer in our organization. Talking about, you know, people not knowing how much you know until they know how much you care, how to bring people into the business. We really need to cover this repeatedly and get people to realize how to listen to the people. I really like the idea about the five steps on a card or five things that you'd want to have people might be interested in the business and show that to them. I think we need to all pull that off the Pathfinders program and use that. That sounded really easier than what I even do, much easier. Let them circle it and put their name on it. It can be better than that. But then visiting with people. And that's what we need to teach people how to do, is how to listen. And we need, so that's why I wrote in the note, read, reread, and memorize, including myself, Listening for Success. This book is pretty well read and marked up that I've got here. But I want to read a little bit the introduction again and discuss it a piece at a time. Listening is like picking fruit from a tree. Sometimes you get a bad piece of fruit, sometimes mediocre, sometimes you get the juiciest, ripest piece. But you only get to get the good fruit by picking fruit. If you don't pick any fruit, you don't get bad fruit or good fruit. And so that comes in reading your life, looking at your life cycle and realizing you want to change your situation. If you want to change your situation bad enough, you're going to have to learn how to do this. And so then they talk, when somebody is talking and you're there at the fruit, you interrupt someone, finish their sentence, talk too much or respond too quickly. It's like stomping on the tree before it's even had a chance to produce the fruit. And, you know, just as a person is talking, I think about, because I talk on the phone so much, and you just really want to let what they have to say sink in a little bit and give your mind a chance. And let them know you're contemplating about it. And then ask the question that will lead you next where you want to go. However, if you listen to someone and try your hardest to understand who they are and what they are, they will eventually produce ripe fruit for you. Some of what they say may be irrelevant, incorrect, misguided, like rotten fruit, but some of it may give you the key to what motivates and inspires them to take action. In the course of a conversation, a person may say, "I've always dreamed of working from home." And he says, "That's ripe fruit." You won't even know it's hanging on a tree if you're talking too much. You guys have probably all heard me say I've threatened duct tape to a few people. I couldn't get them to stop talking. Or if you're not listening carefully, you'll leave it hanging on the tree if you don't know how to pick this wonderful fruit. And that's the talent of the people. And sometimes you have to talk to them more than once to get them to open up. For example, let's say you're listening when they share their dream of working from home, Most network marketers would launch into telling the person all about their great opportunity, talk, talk, talk. A better response, one that gets to the fruit, is to listen. Simply say, so you've always dreamed of working from home. Can you tell me a little more about why that is? Or you might say, what is it about working from home that's attractive to you? Asking questions and listening enables the fruit to ripen on the vine before your eyes and ears until finally it nearly falls off on its own. So that's this learning the mastery of listening is such a key factor. It's a key factor in beginning, it's getting started, but it's not as much as I think as after you have some help them get some downline, and then you start working with the downline. Because when they're getting started, they should be doing three ways. They should be just listening, getting that upline to help them do the three way, or that in touch, like Manny and Kathy mentioned. Using a lot of our tools enables us to be able to explain things really, really well. Okay, comments and questions. Quiet group. Okay. Dianetta, when you're working with your people and you're calling them, I'm sure that you're doing these things. Can you give us any examples of any of the questions you asked? How did you pose the question of what they wanted to do next?
Well, when I call them, I thank them for coming to the presentation, for one. And then I asked them, what do they think?
And then
from there it was, okay, so what's our next step? Where do you want to go? And if they said, well, I'd like to, like my sister said, she goes, I want to get definitely want to get the Osteodense because she's got osteoporosis, so she wanted to order that. And I said, okay, now do you want it retail or wholesale? And she said, well, of course, wholesale. And I said, okay, so you've got two choices. You can either become a member and pay, you know, this, and you get so much discount, or you can become a consultant and get a larger discount and have the opportunity to maybe do the business at a later time if you really want to. Oh, well, she goes, $35, that's nothing. I'll do that. So we did that, and as I was signing her up, that's when she said, so now I can just go out and tell people about this and get them to do the same thing? I said, exactly. I mean, it's really just, it wasn't pressuring or convincing them. They were ready. They wanted to. And the two nurses that I got, I mean, they came to the presentation, and basically they both came to me. I didn't even make that first call to them first. They saw me in the hall at school and said, so how do I sign up?
Oh.
And it was like, well, let's make an appointment so we can sit down, and because I need to get some information from you and whatnot, and so that's what we've done.
Awesome. All right. Sounds like doing Business 21 Club was really fun for you.
It was, and it is a lot of listening. I mean, because I just sat there and let Dennis do the talking, and I only, you know, interjected when I thought it was appropriate. To kind of bounce something off of them or off of what Dennis said.
All right.
So for the B, it's really easy. All you have to do is get the people there, and then your A does the work.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. I think that's very helpful. Just all those little tiny parts of what we have to do, and you share that with everybody else. That I think that is very helpful in helping people to get the picture of going and encouraging everything to go ahead with the 21 Club. All right. I think that's what we have for this evening, and finishing in a half an hour is very very good timing, I think, for a call when we've already been listening to Rick for a very delightful hour. So everybody, we'll see you, pretty much everybody, except somebody in Alaska up there, at our expo this weekend. So
yes,
have a great week, and you can still round up more people.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. You're welcome.
Bye.
Good night.